All right, can you guys hear me now? Got a thumbs up? What I was saying is, are you guys having fun? You guys having fun yet? There we go, there's my music. All right. So on the break, I was joking around saying my producer here, Caleb, that runs this event, says, Coach, you're pushing these people real hard. You guys think I'm pushing you too hard? Are you okay with how hard I'm pushing you? Raise your hand if you like how hard I'm pushing you. All right, Caleb, I think they're loving it. The people have spoken. He's like, I need you to be a little bit more likable. I'm like, I am likable. Yeah, you got to understand, at my core, I'm a coach, okay? And this is what made me a championship coach, is not always telling people what they wanted to hear, but telling people what they need to hear. And I want you to hear my heart when I'm challenging you and pushing you today. My heart is to help you, because I've spent 31 years coaching people, and my heart wants to help you play at a higher level that you are capable of playing at. And sometimes we got to move some things. We got to decide, we got to make some decisions, right, Timothy Bond? We got to make some decisions and cut some things away to get to where we're trying to get to. And many times in my life, that has come from a coach, sometimes not telling me what I wanted to hear, but telling me what I need to hear. And I think that is what a good coach does. They have conversations with you that you may or may not want to have. They push you to do some things you may or may not want to do, but they help you become something you did not think you could become. And many times I know that the players that I coach went home and they didn't like Coach Burt that much. But many years later, they called back and said, thank you. I didn't become what I was supposed to become if you wouldn't have pushed me like you pushed me. So thank you for showing up. Thank you for being committed. Let's get some breakthroughs here. I'm going to take two people on a breakthrough. Two people on a breakthrough. So Caleb, let's find, raise your digital hand. Let's get a good breakthrough. Amanda Beener, you've been one of our best students over the years. Come on up, bring Amanda Beener up and tell us the breakthroughs you're having today.
Hey, Coach, I was hoping you'd pick me. How are you? So basically my breakthrough, so obviously, we've done the countertops for y'all, and we only do countertops at this rate. Our goal, because we get a lot of clients who will come in and they'll be like, do you know somebody who does tile? Do you know somebody who does flooring? So like our goal is to build a structure where we can be a one-stop shop for all of our clients. So right now our A is only supplying granite, and our B is to be a one-stop shop. Now I pretty much, my husband and I, which you've kind of, I'm sure, noticed this, we tend to do almost everything. We try to be a part of absolutely everything. And that's why it's been so hard to find employees, because we look for employees that we hope to be like us, but we know that's not always going to be the case. My number one activator is obviously my son. But I've noticed that like when we get knocked down, like if something something comes back and a client is like maybe unhappy at something, we'll always go and fix it and make sure that the client is satisfied. But there's times where you just can't please everybody. And sometimes that pushes me back. You know what I'm saying? And it gets my mind a little frazzled to where I feel like I can't remember that what my prey drive is, or feel that prey drive.
Let's tackle a few of these things here for everybody, because I think you brought up some great things. There's something called affiliate partnerships and affiliate relationships that you can form with people, where you vet people. And if people are constantly coming to you saying, can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? If it's not your specialty, then you can form an affiliate partnership with the person where you get a fee back to you for referring that business. Okay. And this is a very important thing because you could pick up a significant amount of money. You're probably referring people right now and maybe not getting an affiliate back to you. So instead of being liable and responsible for all those businesses that people do, it may be better for you to form strategic partnerships and say, you know what, we don't do that, but we partner with the best people in the world here. And then they pay you a percentage of that. And affiliates are typically anywhere between 10 and 35%. I've seen affiliate deals that are 50-50. And to me, that's an easy way to pick up business if people want you to do things. I have affiliate relationships with virtual assistant companies, with marketing companies, with one-to-one coaches, because I don't do a lot of one-to-one coaching. So I, when people come to me and say this, I say, this is how I do it, but let me recommend you to this person. I have vetted them. I think they're quality. And then that is an affiliate relationship. So that's point number one. Point number two is what you're really feeling there when the customer complains is a sense of rejection and it feels like you failed someone. And that can actually deactivate a prey drive because you feel like I failed. And they're kind of saying that I'm not good enough for them. And that can do one of two things. That can cause you to contract, or it can cause you to step up and go, you know what? I get it, man. I'm going to get better. Not all people hear this a lot. The customer's always right. Sometimes the customer's crazy. Okay. Let's just call it what it is. Sometimes you can do 100% right things right, and the customer still complain about it. Okay. I've coached restaurants before. I'm coaching one of the top restaurant owners in the world right now in Houston, Texas. It started Federal Grill. I guarantee you they could cook a thousand steaks in a day and every one of them be almost perfect, and somebody would complain about it. It's overcooked. It's not done. I don't like it. And he could focus on that one person that was negative, or he could focus on the 998 steaks that they made that people loved. See, your brain focuses on the negative. So it's like every day I wake up, I have one less Facebook friend on Facebook. I got 5,000 friends. That's all I can have. And somebody drops off on me every night. So I say something, I do something somebody don't like, they leave. I could focus on who that one, who dropped me, who's not my friend anymore. Or I could just go over there and click confirm and get it back up to 5,000. And so folk, go where you feel celebrated, not tolerated. Okay, next one, Giuseppe. Good to see you again, sir. Giuseppe's been in some of our coaching programs. It's glad to see you back in the fold. And what's your breakthrough that you had?
The first one was I want to reframe fear, or I'm working on reframing fear to be a motivator. And then the second one is to really master this idea of suffering well.
Yep. When you think about fear, I want you to learn to say these things. See, Ziegler many years ago said, when something doesn't go the way you want it to, I want you to learn to say fantastic. Just say fantastic. Hey, this happened. Fantastic. Because it's hard to be upset when you are saying fantastic. Right? So I have learned to say, I learned this from Kevin Elko, which is Nick Saban's psychologist. He uses this a lot. Thank you, I owe you. You could say it. See, when people do things for me that are positive, I say, thank you, I owe you. I had a guy at the Titan Stadium the other night take care of my wife, take care of my daughter, drive them around in the pouring down rain. He checked on them all night long. I sent him a message back this morning, man. Thank you. I owe you. Thank you for taking care of my wife and my kid. He said, man, you've done so much for me. I'll do it, whatever you need, coach. Thank you. I owe you. That's a way to say thank you. I owe you. But then when somebody does something negative to you, learn to say thank you. I owe you. Because that fear can actually be a great activator of your prey drive. See, if we get into all the psychological theories, and there's a lot out there. So I went to a psychologist once and I said, why do I think the way I do? Blah, blah, blah. Is because my relationship with my dad growing up? Is it because this? Is it because this? She said, no, that's too Freudian. See, if I could go to another psychologist and say, yeah, Freud said you do this because of that. I go to a different psychologist and they go, no, you don't do it because of that reason. You do it because of this reason. As a coach, here's the truth. It's not that I don't care why you do what you do. All I want you to do is learn how to use negative things to activate your drive. Okay, you hear Tony Robbins talking about how mean his mother was to him. She poured liquid soap down his throat. She controlled him. She never let him go anywhere. He was in the household. He would tell you today that I would not be the man that you know if my mother would have been everything I wanted her to be. So should I be mad at her, or should I go back and thank her? See, this is the way to look at adversity. Thank you, I owe you. Thank you for not believing in me. I owe you. Now I got a little extra fuel in the tank. I got a little extra steam in the engine. Thank you. I owe you. See, this is a very powerful thing to you remember. So when Amanda Beaner does everything she can for her client and they still complain about it, I understand. Thank you for the feedback. Guy gave me some hard feedback yesterday. And at first, my natural response was to defend myself. Oh, you don't know me. You don't know me that well. See, we didn't really have a lot of enough trust for him to give me the unsolicited feedback he gave me. Okay. We don't know each other well enough for him to say what he said to me, but I didn't go into that, you know? So I recorded a response to him and then I didn't send it. That just got it out of my system. See, sometimes I write an email and then I don't send it. And that's all I need to get it out of my system. So I recorded what I would say to him. And then I just thought, you know what? Thank you. I owe you, man. So I sent him a message that says, thank you for the feedback. I appreciate it. Right? I don't agree with one thing you said, but thank you for giving it to me. Okay. I don't give unsolicited feedback to people I don't know or is not paying me to give it to them. Is everybody with me here? So I don't tell Larry, hey, Larry, you should do this. I need to build trust with the person to be able to give them feedback, especially constructive feedback. Or they just won't listen to it because they're like, who are you to tell me this, man? You don't even know me. So I want to be very careful because a person will come up and say, well, I'd have wrote this in the book or I'd have wrote that in the book or I'd have done this. And I'll say, well, how many books have you written? And they'll say, well, I hadn't written any. And I said, okay, well, then when you go write a book, then come back and give me some feedback about how I should write a better book. Okay. Now, here's what we're going to talk about because we're going to move into about a 15-minute session. And then we're going to take a break for lunch and have a lunch right here. And here's, if you came to me and said, coach, what's the biggest problem people have? In the sports world, we call this muscle memory. And muscle memory is when you do something so many times, it becomes automatic. You don't think, okay? And I want you to think about building a muscle of prey drive where it's just automatic in you. There's certain things I do every day to activate my prey drive. Okay? And so when you think about this daily activation, the way I show people to activate is, A, can we all agree that without prey drive, nothing happens? Yes or no? Okay, how many of you know somebody right now don't have any prey drive? Instinct to pursue. How many of you know somebody that had it once and they lost it? They became complacent. They gradually settled to a place of mediocrity. In the morning, I want to activate my prey drive in four ways. Body, mind, heart, and spirit. These are four parts of a person's nature. Body is physical. How do you activate that? You move. Now, I don't care what your preferred movement is. 86% of the top people in the world do some type of exercise in the morning. I don't care if you walk. I don't care if you go work out at a gym. I don't care if you go, but you need to do something to get moving. Okay. I prefer to go to a gym and work out at a hard pace with a trainer, with a coach, with an environment where people are pushing me because I work out harder. Okay. The mind needs to be activated because that represents knowledge. So I'm going to do something in the morning to get my mind thinking. So I typically listen to an audiobook, a video, a podcast, something to trigger something in my mind. The heart, this is where prey drive comes from, but it's also the heart has a need to love and be loved. So this could be passion. I'm going to spend time with my kids in the morning. That feeds this love. But it's also, I need to get active. I need to get my heart involved. This is passion. The spirit's need connect to a higher power. This is where faith is. This is where confidence is. So people always ask me, how do you activate your prey drive every day? I feed all four parts of my nature. So the way I do it is I get up and I listen to a positive song first thing in the morning. It's a great day to be alive. A song I listen to. It's hard to be mad when you're singing, it's a great day to be alive. I listen to something in music and I get going because I have a tendency to wake up with anxiety. How many of you have that? How many of you have that? If you're a high D, if you're a dominant person, if you're very driven, many times you're going to wake up and your mind's going to be racing about all the things that could be going that day. You got to calm that mind down. Okay. So I put my phone on do not disturb and I don't bring it off do not disturb until about 7 a.m. in the morning because I want to get up in the morning. And I want to work through this cycle. Okay. So I get up and I listen to a sermon. Me and my daughter, my 9-month-old daughter, watched it this morning for about 15 minutes. Like a guy named Jimmy Evans out of Texas, straight talking pastor. I sit there and give her bottle and we watch a sermon together. Okay. Then I typically move to some type of exercise for the body. Then I spend time, or I may spend time with my kids for a little bit, see them, feeds my heart. Then I may exercise. Then I listen to something on business. Now, what if I woke up demotivated and I worked through this cycle and then my prey drive is activated? Everybody see that? When I'm in the car, I'm engaging with people. I'm calling people. I'm following up with people. Objects at rest stay at rest unless acted on by an outside force. This is activation. Now, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to get into battle. I'm trying to get my mind ready to go into battle. For a period of time, I had this Marine who trained me. And it was five businessmen. We showed up at 5 a.m. in the morning to get trained by this former Marine. Here's what he'd say. Good morning, ladies. We'd walk in about 4:59. He'd say, good morning, ladies. It's about time you get your body, your mind ready for what your body is about to do. That's what he would say. And he'd be like, you ain't going to like me, but when I'm done, you will love me. And he would work us out. It's great. We prayed. We talked for a minute about things men deal with. Then we worked out. Then at the very end, he'd say, give him a business lesson, coach. And I'd do about 5 minutes on business. Now, that was a good workout. We prayed, we worked out, we got something off our chest, and then we had a business lesson. Everybody see that? So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to go into battle. What is the, so here's the deal. What am I trying to do? Get into battle to do what? Create revenue for my company. So I need sales activity to create revenue. So I'm going to do, so here's my goal. I'm trying to get to this goal. Okay, I've got X number of hours every day to get there. I need what? Activity. Sales activity. Sales is an expansion activity. Okay, so I'm going to do 35 to 45 what I call high value activities per day. You with me? These are things that are the highest use of my time toward our goals. And I'm going to show you this afternoon exactly the system that I use every day to try to hit that number. How many of you have went to work, been busy all day long, got home at the end of the day and go, you know what, man, I was so busy today. And you didn't do one thing to produce any revenue for your company. You service customers, you dealt with drama, you had some kind of issues. You got bogged down in something. Listen, folks, you got goals and you're trying to reach those goals. They're not magically going to happen. So I come into the day and I'm trying to get into sales activity, which is where my high value activity. It's real simple. I'm going to call on new people. I'm going to engage with people who have indicated interest. I'm going to follow up with people that we need to work close. I'm going to try to seek referrals. I'm going to do things to generate leads. Like it's just high value activity. People get so bogged down and it's like, what should I do? Here's what I hear people say. Who should I talk to? You know what I say? Other human beings. Money changes hands when problems are solved. The bigger the problem, the more money people pay to solve those problems. I've got to activate to go into battle every day. The purpose of the business is to produce revenue by solving problems for the world. It's So everybody see that. You are uniquely qualified. So when I, so here's what I got to activate my pre-drive for. To get from A to B, here's all the things I got to do. Daily action, sales activity, key partnerships I'm working, strategic partners, dreams I'm pursuing. See, here's what I figured out by building a greatness factory in downtown Nashville. I got to push people a lot. I got to push the general contractor. I got to push the AV people. I got to push the bank. Like, I got to wake up and like, hey, come on, man, let's go. Let's do this. What are we doing today? Who's doing what today? Like, to me, dreams you are pursuing. Now, I activate my pre-drive by changing locations a lot. So I work out here at the lodge one or two days. Then I work in downtown Nashville. Okay, then I may go to Florida and work down there, and I change because I speak around the country. Next week, I'll be in Dallas, Texas speaking. See, I like movement because I'm in different places, and that activates my drive. How many of you can get in a rut when you get up and do the same thing every single day? And I go to work, and I do the same things, and I get bored, and I'm around the same people, and nobody's doing anything, and it's like, boom. It's like I'm doing the same thing. See, I like going out to California. And I like being in Texas. Then we're going to Mexico. And then I like, because to me, that is reactivating my prey drive. I'm like, this is cool. How many of you think hanging out with cool people? Yesterday, I hung out with a dude that's doing business with Kevin Harrington on Shark Tank. And we talked for about 45 minutes about doing things together. And just, it was just a great exchange. We got finished. I'm like, I like you. Let's do something together. I like you. Okay, great, man. Let's go. See, that's movement. That's activation of prey drive. If you're stuck, static, bored, in a rut, then it's because you are not activating your prey drive every day. Now, an airplane has an attitude indicator on it. That attitude indicator indicates whether the plane is going up, it is at its plateau, or it is descending, landing. And I asked my pilot one day, I said, tell me what's the most important thing about this attitude indicator. He said, you'll never want it going down. That's the most important thing you need to know. See, the attitude indicator says we're climbing, we plateaued at our climbing altitude, or we're descending. And we can descend to land, but he's like, that attitude indicator is the most important thing in his cockpit, coach. Well, I believe you have an attitude indicator. And that attitude indicator tells me you're going places, you're static, or you're going nowhere. Now, we got to get you going somewhere. Okay? So first step is we got to activate the prey drive. Okay? Step two is once we have the prey drive, is we then need to persist with the prey drive. So people ask me, what does this mean? Okay, Ashley Jones, the people ask me, what does this mean? Ashley Riviera, Ray Lynn. See, that's a good Southern name, Ray Lynn. See, people ask me, what does persistence mean to you? I got activation and I got persistence. What does persistence mean to me? Elena, persistence means to me, I'm willing to suffer to have. I'm willing to do this to have this. This is the structure. I'm willing to prospect 2 hours a day. I'm willing to follow up 7 times on a lead. I'm willing to work a strategic partner until we bring something to a close. I'm willing to go and see it through, listen to what I'm about to tell you, to its logical conclusion. Torian, you hear what I'm saying? I'm going to see it through to its logical conclusion. So I tell my team all the time, keep going until you bring it to a close. The word close means to bring something to an end. Okay? Persist means I'm going to see it through. Well, I need a structure. I need an environment. I need a persistence. Okay? I need people and goals. So step two is I really need to develop this muscle of persistence. I need to get out of listening to my feelings. I need to get into listening to my goals. Is your B big enough that you're willing to, as Dabo Swinney says, suck the sour to get to the sweet? Are you willing to see this thing to its conclusion? Now, notice I didn't say you got to like it. I didn't say you got to like prospecting. I didn't say you got to like following up, but don't you need to have a good attitude about it? Yes or no? If you're going to do it, you might as well have a good attitude about doing it. Okay, let's have a good attitude about doing it. Attitude is a posture of the body represented by physical state. So I make up my mind, let's make this fun. Let's make this interesting. This is a game. This is a game. It's a sport. We're going to help a lot of people today. We're going to have a lot of fun. See, I talk to myself. This is going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. These people are going to love it. They're going to want to do business with me. Many of these people are going to want me to be their coach. They're going to want me to help them get to that level. They're going to want me to help them get to their B. This is going to be awesome today. That's a positive thought. Number three. The number three thing we got to do is we got to have intensity. So right now I want you thinking, what is your target every day? See, I told you my target, 41,667.67. That's the big number. Bottom number, 25. You could break this down and say, I'm going to do 35 to 45 activities. I'm going to see where it lands. Is this enough activity to get to this goal? Do I have enough leads? Do I have enough opportunity? Are we talking to enough people? See, I asked people, I was coaching this great person yesterday who flew into Nashville, and I said, how many leads do you have? And she said, 12. Then I said, 12 ain't enough. We need 1,200. We don't need 12. So then we backtracked her activity. Then we backtracked her sales cycle. I drew the whole sales cycle up, and I said, where is this breaking down? She said, right here, strategies. We don't have enough strategies to generate enough leads to drive enough people in the door. When you do drive people in the door, how good are you explaining the value, locating their ambition, causing them to take an action, closing a deal? How good are you at the 7-touch follow-up? Well, we're not very good. How good are you at engaging with people, get them from A to B so they bring more for? See, we broke our whole sales cycle down. And then she's a CEO of a company, and she goes, I said, now you got a plan. We're going to go back and we're going to solve these problems with your company. Right? She said to me, she said, of all the coaching I've done with you, yes, she said, today was the most valuable day I've ever spent with you. She said, because you helped me to get total clarity over what my problems are in my company and how to solve those problems. I'm going back with energy. I'm going back with confidence. I'm going back with enthusiasm. I have now have a plan. See, she knew she had problems, revenue problems. She couldn't see those problems. You can't see the picture when you're inside the frame. So getting out of her environment, coming to Nashville, spending a day with me, drawing it up on the board, she's like, boom, now I have confidence. And that's what I've been looking for. Confidence is a memory of success. It's an internal knowing I can create or manifest something. Comes from repetition, role play, testing. Okay? Confidence is exchange. So when you think about this prey drive, this is how I want you thinking about it. I want you thinking about the word initiate. When I don't feel like doing something, what do? Initiate. What does initiate mean? Start. Start. Now, does the world reward initiating? Think about your employees at that restaurant, that Steak and Shake. They come in and one of them says, you know what? This is dirty. I need to clean this floor. You know what? Bathroom's dirty. I'm going to do this. You know what? I'm going to start. You know, I know that we need to be cooking these burgers right now because people are coming in. Think about how the world rewards people who initiate. Yes or no? Hey, these weeds are too tall. I'm going to get out of my car right now and chop them down. Kelly Eisler. I'm going to teach Kelly to jump right out of her car and start pulling weeds. When she gets to this lodge, hey, these weeds, coach ain't going to like these weeds. Initiate. Get your butcher knife out. Boom. Okay. Now, here's my point. We're going to move into an exercise right here. I became athletic director at a high school when I was 28 years old. All the other coaches sat and waited on the principal to give them the job. Here's what they said. I've been here 30 years. I know I'm going to get this. I walked in one day with a notebook and I set it down. My boss, my principal said, what is that? I said, that's my 14-point plan for improving this athletic department when you name me athletic director later this afternoon. You know what he said? No other person has brought me a plan except you. You got the job. Initiate. Everybody with me? Hey, I'm scared to call this person. Call them right now. Hey, I don't want to deal with this. Do it right now. Pray drive is instinct. Hey, what if they say no? What if they don't like me? What if I'm embarrassed? Fight through it and do it. The way you build confidence is you take action. You commit first. Okay? If I could just instill one thing in you guys, it is to remove some of this hesitation you have. Okay? When you don't know how to do something, that's no excuse for not doing it. Who can help me here? So let's move into this exercise. Here's the question. This is the questions we're going to do right here. Then we'll come back with some breakthroughs. What are the actions you're committed to taking in 2023? Let's say this. Goldsmith wrote the book, What Got You Here Won't Get You There. Wherever you are today is a direct result of the actions you have taken up until today. Me, you. I want you to write down 2 to 3 actions that you're going to take that are different. When I have a thought, I'm going to take an action. When I'm scared, I'm going to take an action. I'm going to reach out to the people who can help me. I'm going to get on the phone and follow up with people who have indicated interest in my services. I'm going to follow up with my past clients. I'm going to engage with people. Number one, what action? Number two question, what do you think your primary skill is that you bring to the equation that solves a big problem for people in the world? If money changes hands when problems are solved, what is your true X factor? That way Eric can say, there's nobody in the world more qualified than me to do this. Number three, we talk a lot about in my coaching program, level 10 opportunities in blue marlins. I went deep sea fishing once. Notice I said once, not to ever return. There's a difference between fishing for bluegills, which are small fish, and fishing for blue marlins. What are the biggest relationships you need to be working right now that helps you move toward your goals? And what are the 3 biggest opportunities that you're sitting on right now? This is an exercise I do every day. At the top of my paper, I write down this thing. What are my level 10s? See, the brain doesn't focus on the level 10s. The brain focuses on what? What's the next thing you need to do? I need to eat. I need to get to this thing. I need to call this person back. The brain doesn't focus on big, great, juicy opportunities. The brain focuses on just making it through the day. You got to tell the brain, stay focused on this big opportunity. Who can help me get there are your blue marlins. See, right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking of a guy who can connect me to somebody else. That connection could open the door to 100,000 more people. That's a blue marlin. That's a strategic partner. See, I need to initiate and call that person and say, you know what? I see a play here to help those people that will help you. Right, Rob Challenger? I see a play that will help you. It'll be good for you and it'll be good for us. Let's partner. Okay? So let's take 5 minutes. Let's do this exercise. We're going to do a few breakthroughs. And then we're going to let you take a short lunch. And then we're going to come back and we're going to keep working through this thing. Fair enough? Okay? 5 minutes. Then we come back with some breakthroughs. All right, we're back. You guys hear me okay? Good. Now, here's a question for you as we take a break for lunch. I want you to go to a place in the future with me where what you're doing is highly enjoyable and highly profitable. And you wake up every day and you're in a flow state and you're excited and you're enthusiastic. Your prey drive is on high. Opportunities flowing into you. The business is fun and not stressful. I want you to go to a place in the future and I want you to say, what has to happen? What has to happen? Who do I need on my team? And what has to happen for me to get to this level, to where I get to wake up every day and I'm highly motivated. I'm fascinated and motivated by what I get to do every day. I'm solving problems that I love to solve. I'm using my unique skills and abilities and talents. I've got a certain knowledge, a certain attitude, a certain skill, a certain habit. The world is rewarding you at a very high level in the form of love and appreciation and affirmation, reputation, and even money, which is just exchange between two people. This is what happens when your prey drive is activated and you are operating at a very high state. So this morning was a lot about how do we activate it? What were your primary activators out of the five that I gave you? And I'm trying to get you, I'm really challenging you to go pro and to leave your amateur desires behind and go for it. Right? Like with no consideration or reservation. Consideration is an internal thought that prohibits an external action. I'm trying to get you to say, hey, man, don't be afraid of calling a person that can help you. Don't be afraid of sending a message. Don't be afraid of building a strategic partnership. Don't be afraid to reach out to somebody who's indicated interest. Let's remove fear, because now we see fear differently than we did before we came today. Now we see fear as an activator. Thank you, I owe you. And there is, let's just say there is no such thing as rejection. Some will, some won't. So what? I call on people every day who say they're not interested in my services. And I say, thank you, I owe you. Then I call on people, say, man, I've been waiting for you to call. I'm so excited to work with you. This is incredible. I've been looking for you. Okay. So I have changed my mind about a lot of these things: fear, worry, doubt, insecurity. And I just use these things to take action. Prey drive is instinct. How many of you had an instinct this morning to call somebody? See, I had an instinct this morning to send a message to two of my good friends, Jay Kinder and Al Stacey, two of the top real estate professionals in the world. I had an instinct to send them a message. So I just sent them a message, said, hey, guys, I love you. I'm thinking about you. I'm on my way to an event this morning. There's something on my heart. These are called inspired impressions. I got an inspired impression. Reach out to these two guys. Give them some encouragement. See, encourage means to give courage. Discourage means to take courage away. And I was looking at my messages, and here's what they said back to me. Thank you, coach. So timely that you sent us that message today. We love you and we appreciate you. See, that's an exchange right there. That gives me purpose. Okay? That gives me purpose. So here's what I want you to do. We're going to take a break for lunch. Okay? We're going to be back at 1:10 Central Standard Time, which is, you know, 20-25 minutes or so. I want you to keep your cameras on. Don't leave, because we're about to get into very tactical things this afternoon. I'm even going to get into purpose, which is chapter 3 of the book, Flip the Switch. I'm going to get into exchange. I'm going to get into really, really how to find another gear in you that you may not have found yet. Some people don't find it till they're 30. Some people find it at 40. Some people find it at 50. So I want to show you how to find another gear. And really find that gear every single day. So I'm having a blast coaching you guys. I want to thank you for showing up today. Thank you for giving me great effort. Thank you for letting me do what I love doing, man. Let's come back in about 25 minutes at 1:10. We're going to have a great afternoon. Fair enough? All right. Where's the music at, Diego? Come on. Boom.